Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording now. So here is the point of today. Is there still raising doubts about Islam? And the point of today that people use, they say Sharia is not fair to women. Sharia discriminates against women. Sharia has double standards. Like what is one standard for men, another standard for women. And we are faced with these questions all the time. Okay? And then you ask them, why are you saying that? Then the first thing they say, men don't have to wear hijab. Please.
Sorry.
Hijab. Men don't have to wear hijab. Now, you know, the answer to this is simple. You know, I once was asked when I was teaching. I was a professor at the University of Fresno State University, and then after that, University of Evansville in Indiana. In Evansville, Indiana, I used to have all these debates about...
Wait, you were a professor?
Yeah. I used to have all these debates coming by female students. Especially in this part of the world, Midwest, people are very, very, very racist. You can say very as much as you want.
Oh, yeah, they're rednecks.
Please, quiet. So, you get girls saying, well, double standards. And the first answer, the immediate answer about the hijab, I said, fine. I'll take off my shirt.
Ew.
Completely, and go running in the street, jogging. And you take your shirt completely and go jogging in the street. Okay? What's going to happen? To me, it's normal. To you, is it normal?
No.
But it was made like that from the beginning. It was like, it was over time, it was accumulated that, okay, it was just like a mental thing. And now...
Sorry.
And now... If people from all the way back, then, like now we think of as like gloomy days as sad and sunny days as happy. If we went all the way back to like from the beginning of mankind, if instead they thought of as gloomy days as happy and sunny days as sad, then we would have thought the same way too. So that was just how.
So your argument is not a natural desire. It is a natural desire, whether you're born today or 10 years ago or 1,000 years ago in a different place. This natural desire is there.
But it was accumulated over time.
But it is there. Why? Because it's a human nature. It is not that something, it's not nurture. It's nature. You understand the difference? What you're talking about is nurture. You know what nurture is? You know the difference between nature and nurture? Who knows the difference? Nurture is to learn something while you're growing up. But nature is your natural status. Something that comes with you, you're born with it. Got it? So what you're talking about is nurture. You're talking about nurture, like something you pick up while you grow up. What I'm talking about is nature. Okay? So the nature is different. Okay? So here, the first thing you say, okay, the answer to this is topless jogging. How do you spell jogging?
J-O-G-G-I-N-G.
Yes. Topless jogging. You know, what is it? So, the reaction of topless jogging. As an example, reaction... Just a simple example. topless jogging. For men, it is nothing, really. For women, it is a big deal. You know, it is something strange. You know, it is something. So to men is normal. You can say nothing or normal. Women, it is a big deal, not normal. Because of natural differences. So then that is a one example that you give. This is just as an example. And then you go into the review, the hijab lesson, to understand that chemistry, to understand the chemistry, which is use chemistry in business. Use chemistry. Use male-female chemistry in business. Or like use female chemistry. Okay? So this is review the hijab lesson, and then you will be able to answer this about the chemistry, the examples, men, feminine part, and all of these issues that we talked about. How about Sharia has double standards? What else? Another double standards example of Sharia that they raise. They say...